My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What you did was you moved on from something that didn't work and you were trying to fix your mistake. We did not achieve what the goal is. And that is when you make a trade, more times than not, right. You're trying to get better. Okay? When you look at the deals that have been done, free agency, the deals that have been done, those teams right now are trying to improve. And all we did was say, oh, we screwed up. And we got to move on from this mistake. And so let's trade him. We at least get 2 first-round picks in return. I'm still curious how they're going to potentially, you know, maneuver that and turn that maybe into something. But if you're going to tell me that we're better today than we were 3 days ago without DeJounte Murray, we know Sadiq Bey's not coming back. AJ Griffin's traded. I don't feel that way. And here's the thing, if you're Trey, and here's to me is the bigger thing. Are we wasting his prime?
Yep.
Are we wasting his prime? For those true loyalists and Hawks fans who say, hey, Trey's the dude. We know what he can do in the playoffs. Mike, we get it. We got to get some guys that can play with him. Are we wasting his prime? Because right now, look around the league. The Knicks improved. The 76ers today improved. Start looking around, man, and saying, who are we better than in the Eastern Conference right now? And I got to tell you, I don't feel like we're better than a 7th or 8th seed where we've been the last 3 or 4 years.
No, and that's where we're at. And that was my opinion when I was talking with a couple of folks. You wasted 2 years with Trey. Look, there's no other way around it. You brought DeJounte Murray in, and it accomplished nothing by any metric, by any measuring stick. You did nothing. You didn't get better. You lost some future draft pick equity, and you found that, and this is something that we talked about from the jump. If Trey was ever going to move without the ball, he never did. They never worked in the half court. DeJounte was a better defender, and he's a good player. And 22, he made the All-Star team. But this team went backwards. So it's in some cases, Carl, yes, it's a zero-sum argument. You accomplished nothing by getting DeJounte Murray, other than, to your point, you wasted 2 years of Trey's prime.
Yeah, and you know, if you're telling me, well, you know what, you're asking your star, all right, who, by the way, can opt out, for those of you who don't know, in just a couple of seasons, and potentially make $70 million a season, which is what he's going to do because it's what the league is. You're asking him to be patient. You're asking him to just cope with this and deal with the situation, and we're going to get you back. Guess what you're asking him to do? In the meantime, he's seeing all these other guys around the league, and Mike, you've discussed this. His brand, his star power is shrinking, not because Trey's not any good, but because the team is not any good. The team hasn't achieved their ultimate goals of getting deep into the playoffs again and making these runs and being a force in the league. All of a sudden now, I think there's a shift. Call me crazy. I love what the Knicks did, man. The Knicks now can defend the Celtics on the perimeter and say, let's go play. And I think they're tougher. I said this. If they were all healthy this year, I thought they would have gave the Celtics a run. But now you're telling me that we add, no disrespect, Dyson Daniels, who's 21 years old. Yes, he's bigger than DeJounte. Yes, he has upside. But speaking of doing nothing. Yeah. He's done nothing.
I mean, guys, unless he's going to be like the glove Gary Payton without the offense, I mean, look, we know we want to get better defensively, and by definition, you've gotten better defensively with him because he is a decent defender but doesn't score. So, you know, that's an issue right there. Well, again, now, you got to hope as a Hawks fan there's more moves to come.
Correct.
But this gets us back to something we've been talking about all month. Spend some money. I mean, look, you see Paul George go to the Sixers. You know, Hartenstein, that's a guy I really like for us. If we were going to maybe.
OKC got better,
yeah.
Mike.
OKC, who's got money to spend and drafted impeccably, now adds a really big rim defender that the Knicks, just by virtue of how much money they spent, just weren't able to keep. So the Thunder grab him. You know, I see other teams. Like, for instance, you look at the Sixers now with Paul George. I know they lost, who they lose? They lost Tobias Harris. He signed with
Detroit.
In Motown. But, yeah, you still look at them. We're looking up at them. We're looking up at the Magic. We're looking up at the Pacers. You know, so it's just – it's very exasperating. I want to believe – we talked about this with Steve Kuhn. I kind of did like a mini rant on Friday about 5 o'clock just from a fan standpoint. As a fan, you want to have some faith that the ownership is really going to put some faith and give you some give me some reason to put my faith in this organization. You're going to spend some money and try to improve the quality of the team.
How did he respond to that?
He was just, you know, Steve, some of the stuff is beyond Steve's pay grade. You know, we love our conversations with Steve, but it's just, you know, it's not his decision. This is ultimately from Wrestler.
Yeah.
Steve can't convince these guys to get into the luxury tax. I mean, if we're going to try to grind, if we're not running it back because, as you said, DeJounte's gone, but we need to replace his scoring.
Correct.
You know, now hopefully Trey can stay 100% and Jalen Johnson can stay healthy. And but all these are ifs. And if DeAndre Hunter doesn't suck, you know, all these things add to me, Carl, to being right back somewhere to 8 to 10 seed.
Yeah. And here's why I say we haven't gotten better for Hawks fans who are like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. The key to Trey Young's success was and continues to be to surround him with shooters, surround him with guys that can knock down shots. He can create. He'll give you 15 assists on any given night if you can knock down shots. But they haven't done that. What they thought was going to work was we'll get another ball creator who, on the ball, right, with the ball in his hands, can do the things that Trae Young can do. And I said this, DeJounte and Trae were the same player. Technically, they do the same things. But for Trae to have real success, that's what this team's got to do, Mike. And I say this, and it's not going to happen, but if you added Klay Thompson, right? We talked about this last week. Hypothetically, you go add a shooter of that elk. Now you're improving your chances with Bogey and what you have with Double O and Jalen Johnson's development. But you've got to get that kind of proven scorer who can knock down shots with Trae doing his things. And guess what? He still plays good enough, and I'm using him as an example, guys, that if they double-team Trae, he can still create. That's what the Splash Brothers were about.
Right.
That is why it worked. It doesn't work when both guys have to absolutely every time down the floor have the ball in their hands.
So now we're waiting to see what we're going to do. You believe Sadiq Bey is gone?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, so what are we going to do? I mean, we brought back Gary Bird. I saw Matthews got signed. So that's a fan favorite part of that like G League thing that was cobbled together when Trae was injured.
And here's the deal. Garrison Matthews can shoot. You know, that's that whole Gary Bird thing. But is he an elite shooter? Can he be a 40%, 38% three-point shooter? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you one thing, he is inexpensive.
True. And that's true.
And that's what we're looking for. So, yeah, it just seems like, and you and I did the math a few weeks ago, the teams that are really rolling, there's a moment when you go all in. I get it. You're not going to just spend cap money just for the sake of spending cap money. But I color me just a doofus that I thought perhaps there was some way we could get a name in here, use that exception, what was left of it from the trade for John Collins. But we didn't, and we're not. It doesn't look like. We still have a few days left before that expires.
The summer of Landry, which it is, because this is how we judge Landry Fields now, right? All that stuff about that Slink's dude and Slink put this together, and that's gone. This is all Landry Fields now. And whatever this turns out to be in the season, and as a fan, Mike, all I want to do is be competitive. I want to be interesting. Can we be fun? I don't know if we've achieved that yet. And again, it's not over, but as free agency, and just like with the NFL, guys, and you know how much we talk about this on this show, day one is a big day. It's why the Cousins thing was such a big story. Because you are saying we are going to do something significant. And when you're not in day one, doesn't mean that you don't get better, but you just don't make the splash. You don't make the noise. And for the Hawks right now, Mike, that's part of this storyline. They got to make some noise, man. We got to make some splash.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.